This is gold. And yeah, like I said, it's not just because it's pissing off Jews, it's highlighting the Holocaust and how ridiculous it is. Like they have listened to the stories, these young people, and them repeating these retarded platitudes is just it's just gold, I think, for propaganda. And I think a lot of people that are not National Socialists, for sure, maybe even some National Socialists, think that, well, we can't win by going on about the Holocaust. And our argument is always, well, when the Jews stop talking about the Holocaust, maybe we'll stop talking about the Holocaust. So that's
There
why
you go.
the more light is being shown on the Holocaust, the better. It's retarded on every single angle of it. Like the only way people will believe in the Holocaust is with emotional pictures and soundtracks. Like soundtrack is very important, pictures as well, very high contrast, black and white shit, and like symbology. Like I just saw Stefan Löfven walking around in the Jewish museum the other day. He is still doing the premiere of whatever it is, some Jewish thing in October.
Oh,
So we're
nice.
still looking forward to that. He's not stepping down until November. So
He's not
Levine's
drunk
gonna
yet.
make not exactly. He's gonna make a grand exit with the Holocaust stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. But you could see when he was walking around there, in the ceiling they had hangers for clothes hanging. Like they just do that shit. There's just hangers in the ceiling, and you're supposed to be, oh my God, that was Jews' clothes. We're supposed to be on those hangers. Then they're
Wait,
not. Oh
aren't
my
you supposed to
God.
put your coat up there? That was what I was like, I'm getting confused. Oh, thanks for the coat rack. I don't
Exactly. It's like, oh my God, this is so retarded. But they do that kind of stuff. And it's like the piles of shoes, it's like the cans of Cyclone B. It's always this symbology, and you're supposed to feel the meaning of everything. Like it's not actually factual.